Karen LeBlanc works in the Washington, D.C. Department of Transportation, so maybe it's not surprising that she was one of the first to try out the city's fleet share program.
It's this one over here, right here. It says 6067 is the license plate on it.
A white Honda Civic powered by natural gas is waiting for her in a parking lot behind a city office. She went online to reserve the car, and it's expecting her. At least the very smart computer transponder thingy in the front windshield is expecting her. LeBlanc presses something that looks like a credit card up to the device.
So, we're going to place this right here. And you hear that little click, and the car opens.
The tank is full, the keys are inside, and LeBlanc is off and running.
I would say I use FleetShare two or three times a week. And so I take it, I go where I need to go, I park it, and I go to my meeting, I get back in the car, and I go back to the office.
For people who use Zipcar, this process will sound very familiar. The company has simply brought its car-sharing technology to Washington, D.C.'s municipal fleet. So far, D.C. has about 60 new cars outfitted with the Zipcar gear. But here's the remarkable thing. Those 60 cars are replacing 360. How? The new cars are getting a lot more use than the old ones.
We're getting up to 71% utilization on all these cars.
When we spoke to him, Dan Tangerlini was D.C.'s deputy mayor. We're standing in the middle of a municipal parking lot. On one side, there are empty spaces where the fleet share cars park. On the other side, there are just a bunch of white city cars.
You see all this this white iron out here, all this D.C. Government vehicles that are kind of sitting static because these are assigned to individuals and those individuals don't have reason to be in that vehicle right now.
Tangerlini says this system will save the city about $6 million over the next 5 years, which is welcome at a time when budgets are tight. It might explain why Scott Griffith's phone keeps ringing. He's Zipcar's CEO and says the company is now in talks with 25 cities.
They all have the same challenges. Not enough tax money, too many cars. They do need to move people around during the day, and we're trying to make that happen in the most efficient way.
But this isn't just about money. Griffith says when people share cars, they end up driving more efficiently. When they have to book in advance, people tend to stack all their stops in one trip rather than take a bunch of individual trips. Car sharing isn't new for cities like Chicago, San Francisco, and Philadelphia. They've had programs in place for some time where city workers can use cars loaned out by private car sharing companies. They use the same ones the public uses. Eli Masser helped form the relationship in Philadelphia between the city and the nonprofit Philly Car Share, which he co-founded.
One of the benefits of car sharing with municipalities, or most businesses for that matter, is that residential demand is in the evenings and on the weekends. And most business demand and municipal demand is during the day.
Which means those cars are busy well beyond the 40-hour work week. Critics say this model is far more efficient than what Zipcar is doing in D.C. But Masser says there's an even better model, a hybrid of D.C. and Philly. Ideally, cities would have a relatively small city-owned fleet of shared cars, but most city workers would car share with the public. For the Environment Report, I'm Tamara Keith.